Om Shanti. Good morning. It's a very good morning for all of us. Today in our gathering, we have Sister Sita from USA. Originally she is from India, but from last many years she is in US. Baba's very lovely and sweet child, smiling face all the time. Now we are going to hear from Sister Sita. So first of all, how to stay happy in Brahmin life? Because we always see you very smiling face all the time, very cheerful. So what the reason behind that? What special effort you do for that?
Om Shanti. I have to be honest. I am extra happy when I am in Madhuban, because I am with the family. And then I count my blessings that I am here with everyone. But the secret to being happy is, like the brother had given in the commentary, it is to give blessings. The more that we give, the more we get back in return from Baba. So when we share boons, which is another word for blessings, when we share points of knowledge, when we share knowledge with the Laukik world, then our mercury of happiness increases. Jab hum dete hain, to khushi badhti hai. So I consider myself always as a deity soul. I emerge the deity qualities, jo golden age ki jo qualities hain, hum abhi emerge karke, I emerge those qualities, those deity-like qualities now in Sangam Yoga. So my hand is never like this, it is always like this. So that increases my happiness. And another reason is, happiness is that when I look at all the souls, I always look at them as my brothers and sisters. There's a feeling of ownership. This is my brother. He may not know who Baba is. She may not know who Baba is. But Baba knows he or she is their child. So I always have that thought that he's my brother, he's my sister. So when I'm in the US, I give Baba's introduction, little Arjun cards to everyone I meet. Whether it is at the post office, whether it is the man who's working on the street, whether it is a police officer. I'm always giving Baba's message. I say this is a spiritual blessing from India. You are very special and you're loved by your family. And then of course, as Brahmins, our third eye is open. So when we look at a certain soul, we know instantly what quality they have. Right? You know that, no? When you look at certain souls, you know that they're contented, you know they're happy, you know they're positive. You know also they can be a little angry, they're impatient. So I pick the good quality. And in that good quality, I give them Baba's message. And they receive it with a lot of happiness. So when they receive with happiness, it increases my happiness.
So when you give them that blessing card, what is their reaction?
Very good question. 99% of the time, they are very happy and touched. And many times they get tears in their eyes. And they say, this is what we needed. Now when I give this card, it is mainly of course to Americans. I don't have any interaction with Indians. I live in a city where there are hardly any Indians. There are 55,000 population and most of them are Americans. So there is, because I give it with unlimited love, with the drishti, the vision that this is my brother and sister, they feel that. And they receive it with a lot of love and regard. And they always say, this is what we needed. We needed this right now. This is the best time. I'm going through a hard time in my life. I'm having a hard time in relationships. I'm having a hard time financially. This is just what I needed. I needed this good luck card. And that 1% that may not take it, sometimes less than 1%, there is a certain religious group in the United States. They're called Jehovah Witnesses. And they are not allowed to accept literature or any message from any other religion except their own. They believe in Christ, but they're called Jehovah Witnesses. They are not even allowed to read anything that is from any other religion. So they will say, sorry, we cannot take it. But whenever I give Baba's message, I always give a little chocolate. Always. I carry it in my purse. And I'm a teacher, so I meet many of my students who have now grown up. So I give them the chocolate. They will take the chocolate, but they won't take Baba's message. That is a 1%. Actually, I have three little... I didn't know there'd be so many of you. I didn't know there'd be so many, but I will bring it tomorrow. Tomorrow I will. Yes, tomorrow I will. I promise I will. Yes.
Oh, how did you come in Gyan?
How did I come in Gyan? Since how many years? I actually got the knowledge of what is the soul and the supreme soul when I was around 13 years old. 13. Because our mother came into knowledge. Her third eye opened when she got drishti from Bap Dada and History Hall. Her name is Rita Mata. And she used to change her gurus every 2 years. Sai Baba, Shirdi ke Sai Baba, some gurus from Amritsar, different gurus. And she never got that happiness. Now whatever our parents do, that is what children do. So we would go to pilgrimage place like Puri, Jagannath, and we would go to temples. My mother would also go. There was always this thirst and search in her that I have not found the truth. I have not found who God is. So every 2 years, guru changing. Our nani was always a BK. Our nani was a BK. And then our mother was only 16. So our nani had also met Brahma Baba. And then she left her body. But for many years, our nani used to tell our mother that why didn't you come to the Brahma Kumaris? You will get a lot of peace and happiness and it will give you a contentment. And my mother used to say, no, it is for old people, this Raj Yoga and all. I want to have life. I want to enjoy myself. She was only 16 then. And then she got married at the age of 20. Then she had all 5 children, 4 daughters and a son. And our grandmother always used to tell her, come to the center. We used to live in Calcutta, Nirmal Shanta Dadi, where Nirmal Shanta Brahma Baba's Laukik daughter was. Wonderful Dadi, beautiful, wonderful instrument. So my mother was not interested. So then our brother was born, Narayan. And then our Nani Ji was a bandhan. She was in bandhan, or in the bondage. Thank you, Sushil Bhai. She was in bondage. So the grandfather would not allow our Nani Ji to go to the center. He says, no, you cannot go. So our Nani used to save money, one rupee, two rupees, to be able to put in Baba's box. She never came to Madhuban for 20 years, our Nani, for 20 years. But her love for Baba was unshakable, immovable, like the Aravali mountains, strong. Yes. So after 20 years, the Nanaji, our Nanaji gave permission that you go to Mount Abu. You want to go, go. So after 20 years, our Nani got the ticket. At that same time, our brother was also born, little boy. So the Nani gave the ticket to our mother and said, you go to Mount Abu and go in my place. Because many years ago, they did not change either. They did not look for identification. This person is this, tick, picture, nothing. You could give your ticket to anybody. I'm talking about 1973. So she gave the ticket and her mother said, no, I'm not interested. So she says, no, you have to go, peace of mind. But our mother's guru told her, if you go, I will curse you. You will get cancer, you will die, you will get leprosy. Brahma Kumaris can change you by looking at you. They have magic in their eyes. You know, we've heard the stories. So don't go. And he took my mother's hand, he put it on his hand, he put our father's hand and said, repeat after me, if I go to the Brahma Kumaris, I'll get cancer. If I go to the Brahma Kumaris, I will get leprosy. You know leprosy? Hindi mein? Kor. Yes, kor. Yes. So you will get it. So our mother was very nervous and she says, I'm not going. So our nani took her sari, pallu, and she went like this. She says, I have not asked you for anything in life, but this time I'm asking you, I want you to go. I have never asked you for anything. So our mother was very touched because our nani had tears in eyes and she boarded the train from Delhi, Kamla Nagar. Then Chakradhari Didi was there. She was very, very young, Kumari, a young sister. So there was the whole train was filled with BKs, all going to Panda Bhavan. Baba is coming, Baba is coming. Our mother had no knowledge. She knew a little bit of soul, but she wanted the supreme soul to have a form, and that was not point of light, not important. Anyway, she came here. It's a long story. I don't want to give you too many details because of time. But she refused to eat anything in the train because she thought there was some potion in it, some magical potion. If she eats it, it'll change her way of thinking. Anytime she went, she got itchy head. She thought it was core cancer, leprosy is coming. She would look like this. She would look at her skin to make sure that she was not getting anything because, you know. So anyway, she came here and she got the drishti from Baba in History Hall. And Baba was sitting here and she sat right in the front because she wanted to prove that her Baba, who was this Lal Kamli Wala, he used to wear a red blanket and he used to stand on one leg in the Ganga, Ganges. He had the power to do anything. He used to give curses and blessings. So she came here thinking, you know, I'm going to fail this Brahma Kumari's Baba. What Baba is there? My Baba is stronger. So she sat right in the front. And then Gulzardadi came, the lights turned red. And immediately when Baba's eyes opened, his eyes fell on our mother, Rita Mata. And within that 1 second, there was like an electrical current. And she realized in that instant that the father she had been searching for many, many lives, was sitting right there. That is the experience she got, that this is God. And she was sitting right in the front. So when the time came for her to... So she got up and she hugged Baba. So the dadis who were sitting then, Sindhi said, who's this crazy person? Who is she? Where she come from? What is she doing? So they came and moved Mataji. And Mataji said, no, I have found my father. You cannot separate me from him now. So one of the dadis said, she's now in Delhi. Her name is Rukmini Dadi. Yes, Rukmini Dadi. She's in her 90s. So she told her, she said, you're right. This is your father, but now you have to sit and listen to this father of yours. See what the father has to say. So that made a lot of sense to her mother. So she sat. She didn't remember any Murli points, nothing. She was just mesmerized that I have finally, I'm seeing my father, I'm seeing the Supreme Soul. I've been searching for him for many births. Then the time came for question and answers. And Baba asked her, where are you from? And she says, Kamla Nagar, Delhi. Baba said, you failed, child. And at that moment, her mother realized the answer was wrong. She says, no, Paramdham, Paramdham. So Baba smiled and said, yes, Paramdham. Then our mother asked, she says, what is your... And I was told that if I come to the Brahma Kumaris and I see you, I will get cancer and core, leprosy. Will this happen to me? And then Baba smiled at her and said, child, your soul was filled with cancer and leprosy for many, many births. By coming here, you have cleaned all that account and you will not get it. But if you think about it, you will. That's what Baba said. He says leprosy and cancer was on your soul for many births. By coming here, it is removed. But if you think about it, it will come. That was it. Then the third question Mataji asked was, this son that I have, because of his birth, we've all come into knowledge. Whose soul is it? So Baba looked at her very sweetly and said, child, this is not your department. Mm-hmm. And that was it. After that, there were never any questions. And then our mother's only aim and objective was that all my 5 children have to become Babas. So then everything changed. We were always vegetarian, you know, but her way of thinking changed and everything was Baba, Baba, Baba. This is Baba. We used to like to see pictures. I was a 15, 16, 17 year old. We used to like to go and see movies, Dhamender movies and all these. So our mother used to take us because she did not believe, she used to believe in Sankha Rang. Your company has to be good company. And 15, 16 year old girls, what do they talk about? They talk about movies, they talk about boys, they talk about cricket stars and all. So she knew that the company was important. So when we used to go for movies, she used to sit with us because she wanted to give the companionship. So when we used to see all these movie dancing, Bollywood and all, Dhamender and all these people, she used to say, Sita, that is you, you're dancing with Baba. That is you. You're dancing with Shiv Baba. You're dancing. And I would go like this and say, don't spoil my fun. Let me have fun. Let me enjoy the movie. But there was always knowledge injection. But when I was 18, 19, my father decided to get me married. I was the eldest daughter. No? So then he used to talk to me, you have to get married. I knew that I had to remain pure, that Baba was mine. But I was not strong from inside. I used to cry very easily when he used to talk to me and say, you have to get married. I would say, no, I want to do community service. I want to do this. I could not tell him that I was a BK. Why? Because our father, our mother was incognito. Our father did not know that she used to take us to the center. Our father did not know that Mataji used to bring all of us to Pandav Bhavan 2 times a year, 3 times a year. She used to say, I'm taking them to Agra, I'm taking them to this place, that place. I have never seen Agra till today. I don't know what Agra looks like. But our father used to think that we are going to Agra. He used to say, why Agra? She used to say, the children love Agra. So she would bring us to Madhuban. And Baba used to come every other day, right? And so whenever we didn't know what Baba's dates were, we would just come. If we could come today, if Baba is not coming today, he's coming tomorrow. And then we would leave the next day. So we would be in Madhuban for 2 days. So if I told my father that I'm a BK, then my mother's freedom would be controlled because I had 3 more sisters and a brother. You know? So he used to tell her, you want to be a BK, it is fine. He says, you started ironing my clothes, you are sweeter in your temperament, you speak very sweetly, that is fine. But the children should not be introduced to the BKs. But he was a very good soul, devotee soul. But no, BK is only for you, but not for the children. You know. So when our father used to go to work, he used to have Baba's pictures, Baba's music, songs playing. One day he came home early. We didn't know. And Baba's pictures are there. He was not happy. What is this? Why is there music? This, that. So our mother quickly put everything away in the drawers. So incognito, she was always injecting us. So the time came for me to get married. And I knew I couldn't tell my father because then freedom would be stopped for my sisters. Then I used to cry very easily. So then our mother told us, you need to go to Murli class every morning. Because I was a student in school, I couldn't go for Murli. It was about 5 miles, Kanan Bhan Center. So then I started going for Murli class in the morning, getting up from Amrit Vela, I became stronger. And then the gates of freedom opened. But actually to say that knowledge emerged in me was, I would say, maybe when I was 16, 17 years old. Yes. When I knew that I had to remain pure and Baba was mine. Yes. I remember making that promise to Baba when I was 16 years old in Baba's hut. Daddy Janki had come from London, UK, after 5 years because she had to get a green card. And she was meeting Baba after 5 years. And it was a meditation hall. So when Baba came, Baba said the murli and then everyone had to leave the meditation hall except Dadi Janki and Bab Dada. And everyone had to leave. I walked around meditation hall, there was a window that was open this much. I stood and I said, I want to see what is going on. Dadi Janki is there, Baba is there, what is going to happen? And then I saw Dadi Janki go and hug Bab Dada. Bab Dada's arms went around her and she had tears of bliss because she was with her father, her dearest companion. And Baba was smiling and going like this. And at that moment I wished I was in Dadi Janki's place. So anyway, so then I went down to the hut, Baba's hut. And then I spoke to Baba and I said, Baba, you are mine and I am yours. I was only 16 then. And at that moment there was like a touching that came to me, that I am with you. So that was very beautiful. So after that, of course, then my father tried to get me married and all that happened. And then I got stronger and stronger. And then I was around 22, 23. We used to have personal meetings with Bab Dada. You must remember, no? Some of you, personal meetings. So in that personal meetings, there were many blessings Baba used to give all of us. Yeah. Even I got. But the most favorite blessing I got from Baba, and it was a blessing that protected me when I went to the US, was, Tum Ram ki sachi Sita ho, Lakshman Rekha mein rehne wali ho. And that blessing has kept me strong and Baba's, and it has protected me. Yes. So I keep that blessing. Yes.
So finally the magic of Brahma Kumaris works on your mom.
It did. That is true. It did. Yes.
So what do you do in your Laukik?
In my Laukik? Brother Shyam, I am a teacher by profession. I have been teaching in the city now for 24 years, where I live in the United States. And I'm an English teacher in middle school and high school, upper elementary and high school. So when students come from other countries, Lebanon, China, Poland, wherever they come from, I teach them English. So I help make the lesson easier for them. But I was a fifth grade teacher for 13 years. Then my position changed. Now I teach English to older kids and younger kids. And because of Baba's knowledge, I have a good, very good rapport with students. Very good rapport. They respect me, even though they're very big, 18, 19 year old. But there's a good rapport. Because I treat them with respect, with firmness, and with love. And yes, two, with discipline, yes, and love. Balance is there. So I teach English.
Oh, what do you think about the changing part of Avyakta Bhavdhana?
I think it will be a test paper for many, many souls who rely only upon Bap Dada coming. And I feel that Bap Dada has filled our aprons with so much that it is now time to show the world that we are those original deity souls. And that we cannot just show the love and compassion towards our brothers and sisters of the BK family, we have to show it outside. Then only can we reveal Bap Dada. By being truthful, by being honest and compassionate. And there may be souls, I think, who, when Bap Dada's part stops, that they may stop coming. You know, they will feel, what is this? It can happen, yes. But that is going to be when it doesn't matter. He is there. I'm sorry? Yes, yes. Of course it will be. But we have to continue to be strong. Baba has filled us. This will be our test of faith. How much did we keep Baba in us and how much did we believe who Baba is? So then we have to use those inner resources. We cannot rely upon anyone outside. It has to come from within and from our connection with Baba. When I look at the world, we have such crazy rulers in this world. So you have all these rulers who have so much of determination and faith in themselves and they don't have the support of Supreme Soul. We have the support of the Supreme Soul. If they can do it, being Laukik, why can't we do it? Look at what people do today for the world. They can do it with no support, no faith that it is God working. We have the faith. We have got direct sustenance from Baba. Right? Even though we may not have personal meetings, but the faith is there that Baba has picked us from millions of souls. So that faith has to be there that I can do it. That I can reveal Bap Dada, you know, and I am strong and I am victorious. I was victorious in the past birth and I can be victorious in this birth. But it only comes from having faith and determination that I am that long lost child and Baba has hopes from me and I have to fulfill those hopes. I'm the messenger, so I have to fulfill that role. You know, so, yes, but we have to. We cannot give up.
So according to the time, what is your current effort?
My current effort is, I just want to continue giving Baba's message to as many people as possible and that increases my happiness. And my also other effort is that I want to become more like Bap Saman. And I want to become more fearless. You know, in yesterday's Murli point it also said, Seva se darna nahi hai, don't be afraid of service. So I don't want to be afraid of service. I want to continue to be fearless. And even if the other person may sometimes reject and say, no, it doesn't matter. I'm the messenger. I've given my job. I've done my responsibility. So that is it. And the effort is, when you love somebody, when you love a certain soul, then what you do in his name or her name, there is no effort. No. Some of you all must have been in Laukik life, must have been in love. And at that moment, we went outside our comfort zone to make that person feel very special, right? There was something when we had relationships. So that love was there. So we didn't care that this is going to be hard. We just went and did it. So it's all similar that when we have the love, he's our beloved, why can't we do anything? And he says, you take one step of courage, I will accompany you with 1,000 steps. Right? But I've always found the secret to being contented and happy is giving Baba's introduction and knowledge to as many people. So I always give that Baba's, I give a virtue card and I give Baba's introduction, Supreme Soul. You must have seen, I will bring the card. What is the soul, Supreme Soul, what is Raj Yoga and the website. Now whether anyone becomes a Biki or not, it is not my department. It is his department. He is the one who creates all of us. He is the one who gives the touching and we become Babas. It is not any sister, it is not any brother that makes us Babas. It is his. He is the one who touches. He opens our third eye. So I don't give Baba's message thinking, oh, I want him to become a BK. Never. If they are a Muslim, I give it to them taking the name of Allah. It is his God. Let him be happy in his religion. Right? And if he is a Christian, let me give Baba's message. And he's a Christian, but may you follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ. After all, Jesus Christ's his message was also love and forgiveness. Let the past be. So I empower souls with whatever religion they're strong in. But I have to give Baba's message. So it happens all the time, whether it is at the airport, whether it is a person who's carrying my luggage, a bus driver, pilot in the plane, anyone. I take the last seat on the plane so I can give Baba's message. I always say, thank you for a smooth landing. And I give them Baba's message and a virtue card. They get very happy and touched. Very, very happy. Yes.
So how many years are you there in USA?
I've been there, Brother Shyam, this is my 27th year. Yes. I went as a student. I did not like it. I missed the godly family. I missed everything about India. And America was not... the centers and all were fine, but you always had to give them a time. And they said, when you come, we don't have room, centers are small, you have to stay at a hotel for one night. So that kind of things, I didn't like it. But then I also realized that my stage was also not all that good. My stage also had to get better. And then as my stage got better, my love for Baba increased, and those obstacles also fell by the wayside. So a lot also depended upon me. And now the family is wonderful, loving, and so I'm there now. So I became a teacher and I'm staying there now. But I come to meet Bab Dada. I come every August for 2 weeks. Schools are closed, and then I come Bab Dada season also. Because twice a year I come, yes. But last year I didn't come, yes. I had some knee problems, so I didn't come, but I will come next year. Yes. Thank you. We all are very fortunate. I know you have heard this many, many times. But you look at what is going on outside in the world where people don't have that third eye. Today, whenever there's a little bit of upheaval in our lives, we know that it is in drama. 5,000 years ago it happened. We also know that we are Baba's children. So whatever problem has happened, it is small. It could have been much bigger, but it isn't. Because we are Baba's children, Baba has reduced that problem. He cannot reduce the problem 100% because we have karmic lena, the settlements with people and with our body. He cannot take care of that. But at least he can reduce it. And he does. He makes that problem from a mountain to a molehill. And also our third eye is open when we know that this has happened for a reason. So whatever little obstacles come, it is nothing compared to what people are going through in relationships, attachments with children, with so much that is going on. They cry when they go to bed. There is no joy and happiness. So when we give them Baba's message and we give it with pure love, unlimited love and with happiness, then they get very happy.
So the last question is, what is your inspiration for our group?
Not to be afraid. Not to be afraid from giving Baba's message and from sharing with your family and friends and showing compassion and showing love for all souls of the world. Not because, you know, they're not BKs. No, we have to show that love and compassion towards our family members. We have to do their service before we can do anyone else's service. Sometimes as BKs we feel that we should not do service because they're vicious souls. No, we have to only deal with that. No, we have to, Baba's message has to go to each and every one. And our family members know that we are different, right? Your husbands, wives, uncles, cha-cha, cha-chis, everybody knows you all are a little crazy and different, that we are vegetarian, they don't eat in any, yes, of course, their opinion. they don't eat in our house, they will only have fruit, they don't use bad language, they don't see movies. Yeah, what kind of people are they? But deep down they respect us. They know that what we are doing is the right thing. So we should not be afraid of sharing who and what we are through our thoughts, through our words and through our actions. We have to in every possible way reveal Bap Dada that we are the children of God. So we can only reveal that through keeping all three things on the same page. Our thoughts, our words and our actions have to be on the same page. We cannot say something and think something else because the vibrations are very strong. They catch. So I feel that's what we have to work on. To show that love and Baba's blessings and all. I always carry blessing cards with me, virtue cards, and I carry it in Hindi and English. So yesterday also I went to Abu Road, there was a taxi driver. I gave him Baba's message with a little chocolate. He was very happy. I said, you're working in Mount Abu Road. You know how fortunate you are? Yes, yes, I know. I said, people come here for 2-3 days vacation to go to hill stations. You are staying here, clean environment, continue doing good seva. You come to the Brahma Kumaris. He says, yes, I've heard about them. So I gave, you know. So I have actually many beautiful stories of when I give cards to people and the reaction I have. But I just know that it makes me happy because I'm doing what Baba wants me to do. I'm not a Shivani Bhen, I'm not Dadi Janki, I don't give classes on the stage. But I want to... It is, yeah. So I do service in my own way and I'm happy with that. Yeah. Whatever role we have. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
On behalf of our group, lot of thanks to Sister Sita for accepting our invitation. And
thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, and sharing wonderful experience with all of us, which gives us a lot of inspiration. Thank you, Om Shanti.
You're welcome, Om Shanti. Thanks. Thank you. Have a good day. Thanks.